So the Mishnah tells us what types of false shvuas force witnesses to bring a carbon. So we said if you make a shvuas ha'ilus and you were wrong about it, you have to bring a carbon. So the Mishnah says v'chayavin al zodain hashvuah. Yechayiv when you did it b'mezid. If someone said that he doesn't know edus on purpose and he lied, so he's chayiv a shvuah. He's chayiv a carbon. Val shigigasa im zodain edus. He's also chayiv if he was a shigig in the avera. So meaning, what does that mean? They were zadan on the edus, but they were shegig on the avera, which means it happens when they know that they're making a false shvua, but they don't know that this will be mechayev them a carbon. Still, they're chayev a carbon. But if they're a total shegig, meaning they forgot that they knew an edus, and then they denied knowing the edus, so they're a total shegig, over there there's no carbon. Umahin chayavan al zadan ashvua. What is the carbon that you chayiv to bring for being amazed? Carbon oil of yared. It's carbon chatas. Called the carbon oil of yared. That's what they have to bring when they're amazed on the shvua. Mishnah Gimel. Shvua se'edus ketzad. What is the case of shvua se'edus? So here we give the case finally of what how you make a shvua se'edus. Amar l'shnayim. Someone says to two people, "Bai ve'iduni, come and say edus for me. Testify for me. It's a monetary case. Someone owes me money. You know about it. Come and testify." And they say shvua she'enanu yadim l'chayidus. We swear we don't know any edus for you. Or they just denied it without saying a shvua. And he says back to them, I'm making you a shvua that you don't know it. For amru amen, and they said amen. So harei elu chayav, in these cases they're chayav. If it turns out that they swore falsely, they are chayav. Now the Mishnah discusses how many chatois could these edim be chayav for making a shvua, so edus that's false. He made him swear five times out of Bezdin that they don't know testimony. Now they come to Bezdin and they're made. They are peturim. They don't have to bring any carbon. Why? Because, like we said in the Mishnah, first Mishnah of this parak, according to the Chachamim, in order to be chayiv a shvuah se'edus, it has to be in Bezdin. Over here, they never swore in Bezdin. They made the five shvuas out of Bezdin. So therefore, they're going to be pater. Kaf, right? Let's say they come to court and they denied knowing the testimony in court. So chayav and al kolachas va'achas to chayav for each shvua that they made, a separate carbon out of Yared, because they made those five shvuas out of Bezdin. Hishpi alein chamisha pam b'fnei Bezdin. Let's say five times in Bezdin he made him swear. The kafra, and he denied it. Now einon chayav ala achas. He's only chayav one, and we'll see why. Amar b'shim and matam. What is the reason for this? Why are they only chayav one if they made all the shvuas in Bezdin? There's a rule of kivin shehigid shuvein yechayzer umagid. So once they swore in Bezdin that they don't know testimony, even if they admit it now, they're not allowed to testify to the claim anymore because they already testified that they don't know the edus. It's kivin shehigid shuvein yechayzer umagid. And we said that the only time you chayav shuas edus is in a case where you're able to swear, where you're able to testify. Over here, once they said in Bezdin they don't know edus, they're no longer able to testify. So therefore, they're only going to be chayiv one carbon for the first shvua. But the second shvua, they already swore when they're no longer eligible to testify. If you swear when you're not eligible to testify, there is no din of shvua se'edus, and therefore you're not chayiv on that shvua. Have a good day.